The Torah content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions. Hello, I'm Rabbi Matt Schneeweis, and this is the Stoic Jew podcast, where we explore the relationship between Judaism and Stoicism. Today's reading is from Marcus Aurelius Meditations, Book 10, Chapter 16, which is a one-liner that says, "Stop talking about what the good man is like and just be one." very pithy. So I chose this one because this is, I believe, the 200th episode of the Stoic Jew podcast. And I say I believe because it's possible that I deleted an episode or two, but whatever. We're treating this as the 200th because that's the episode count right now. So I was thinking about that, thinking about the beginnings of the podcast, how this started off as just a project that I had for myself to quit using my phone in the bathroom. That's when I moved my Stoic books into the bathroom and said, oh, you know, I should start rereading these and get back into Stoicism. And then I said, oh, maybe I should have some sort of accountability / sharing where I'm not just reading this for myself, but I'm thinking out loud. And that's when I started the WhatsApp voice recordings, which were about 5 minutes in the beginning, which were only sent out to a handful of people. And then eventually in December, I think, is when I decided to launch this as a podcast. And then it's just taken on a life of its own from there. So I was thinking about this. And I was thinking about Marcus Aurelius's rebuke here, right? Now, remember, he wrote this to himself, not intending anyone else to see it. And there's a kind of delicious irony in this because this is book 10, right? And I don't know over what amount of time he wrote these. I know it was over a long period of time, but he's written 10 books of meditation so far, which is a lot of talking about what the good man is like. And he, you know, I'm sure he talked about this in real life also. It wasn't just in the meditations. And he did go on to write, you know, to write more meditations, right? He wrote, there are 12 books of the meditations, and those are 12 books that we have. I don't know if there were more. So what he's highlighting here is that there is a tension between theoretics and practice, you know, between talking about virtue and living virtue. Epictetus also talks about this in many places. I was looking for my favorite Epictetus quotation on this, and I found out that I actually talked about this on the 100th episode. So I'm going to include a link to that on the bottom. So Epictetus in Discourses 2:9 says, "Philosopher, where are the things which you were talking about? Whence did you produce and utter them? From the lips and thence only? For it is one thing to lay up bread and wine as in a storehouse, and another thing to eat. That which has been eaten is digested, distributed, and has become sinews, flesh, bones, blood, healthy color, healthy breath. Whatever is stored up, when you choose, you can readily take and show it, but you have no other advantage from it except so far as to appear to possess it." So I was reflecting on this because I was wondering, to what extent have I fallen into this trap? You know, I've been talking about the ideas of Stoicism a lot. I'm not shortchanging myself. Obviously, this has made a tremendous difference in my life, you know, and I've talked about that on the podcast. But the question is, you know, this is not a all or nothing thing. Like, to what extent am I just talking about these ideas and not, like, you know, showing the food rather than eating the food? And to what extent has this actually benefited me? You know, so I was thinking about this. And I was saying the Shema this morning, as one does, and I was thinking about some of the differences between the way that we approach knowledge and the way the Stoics approach knowledge, based on my understanding of them. And this was in the first paragraph of the Shema. So, you know, we start off, you know, the Rambam says there are three main ideas in the first paragraph of the Shema. He says this in Hilchos Kriyas Shema, chapter 1, halacha 2, which is Yichud Hashem, Avas Hashem, and Talmud Torah. So God's oneness, God's love of God, and then Torah study. So right off the bat, there's again a big difference. We obviously, for us, then the entire purpose of life is knowledge of God. You know, which practically speaking is going to mean knowledge of God. We can't know God's essence directly. We can know Him through negative knowledge, and then through studying His actions, His will, what God does, and that's going to ultimately be through study of Torah and the study of the universe. So that's really what, you know, we begin with, is the idea of God as the source of all reality, who is physical and one and unknowable and outside of time, et cetera, et cetera. And again, that is obviously different than the Stoic idea of God. We don't need to talk about that. But then the thing I was thinking about was really love of God and Talmud Torah and studying Torah. So love of God, according to the Rambam, is arrived at through knowledge. You know, is that, you know, as the Rambam says, I guess I'll quote it because you can never quote this Rambam too many times. Hilchos Yisodei Torah 2:2, the laws of the foundations of Torah 2:2. Heyachi derech la'avaso v'yiraso. What is the way to love God and to fear Him? B'sha'a she'yisbonin ha'adam b'ma'asav uv'ruv haniflaim ha'gdolim. At a time when man contemplates, gains insight into God's actions and wondrous great creations, and he sees from them his wisdom, which is without end and without comparison. He immediately loves and praises and glorifies and is filled with a great desire to know the great name. The name of God, meaning knowledge of God. Kamosh Amar David, like King David said, Tzama nafshi lelukim lekel chai. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. Ukshemachashiv bedvarim ha'ilu atzman. And when he contemplates these very things, miyadhu nirtei la'achorav, he immediately, not when he contemplates, when he thinks about these things, meaning in a practical sense, in a type of thought that involves action on the world, miyadhu nirtei la'achorav, he immediately recoils backwards, v'yira v'yivcha v'yeda shehu b'riya katana shtela afela omid b'das kalu mu'uta lifnei tamim deos. He fears and trembles and knows that he is a small creature, lowly and dark, standing with a frail and puny mind before a being who is perfect in knowledge. Kamosh Amar David, ki ereshemecha, Ma enosh kisis kareno, as King David said, when I see your heavens, what is man that you should notice him? Okay, so that's love of God and fear of God. And again, essentially, love of God for us as an activity is philosophy, is philosophia, is love of knowledge. You know, but again, not knowledge for just intellectual amusement, but in order to gain to access and to connect to the source of all reality. To God himself, you know, insofar as a human being is capable of. Anyway, I was thinking about this, and I was thinking that in Stoicism, if knowledge is used not as what the purpose of life is, or, you know, or what makes man a unique creature, but it's used as a means towards achieving happiness or peace or tranquility or whatever you want to say the goal of Stoicism is, then of course, if you're not putting into practice what you, if you're just talking and about what a good man is, and you're just learning it, but you're not actually putting it into practice, so then that's like an inherent, like, then what are you doing? That's just hypocrisy. It's ineffective. You know, what are you involved in? So for us, for Jews, there is that element. Obviously, we do. Chazal have many statements where they criticize someone who learns and doesn't act on the basis of that learning, but we do find value in talking about ideas per se, and that's, you know, Ahavas Hashem, love of God, is when you're involved in Torah Lishma, in learning for its own sake, and it culminates, the culmination of that is this, like the Rambam said, like this desire to know the source of all reality. That is of value in and of itself. And I've talked about this point many times about how I feel like I've not seen this idea of Torah Lishma in the Stoics, you know, of learning Lishma. And then this is still in the Shema, that we talk about Vishinam Tam Levanacha V'dibar Tabam, you should teach them to your children and you should speak of them, you know, Lechtcha V'derech V'shoch B'chav K'mecha, when you walk on your way and when you lie down, when you rise up, etc. And that's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And I was thinking that, you know, that's another benefit of talking about these ideas, even if you're not fully embodying them yet, which is that it creates a culture and a society which revolves around ideas and around learning. And there's value in that also, even if the idea is not immediately implemented in action. And as I was thinking about these things, I was thinking about the Stoic Jew podcast and how, yeah, of course, you know, I and the others who are involved in their own Stoic learning or in listening to this podcast, of course, we're not embodying all of the, all of these things in action. You know, it's a process. It's a lifetime. It takes a while. But In the meantime, I think there are, in addition to being en route to implementing these things in action, I think there has been, I can speak for myself, a tremendous gain in Ahavas Hashem, in love of God, through discussing these ideas, which is on a separate track from putting them into practice, meaning that there's value in the love of God I've gained through this, and love of His Torah and appreciation of that. And there's also a value in the community that we've created, through talking about Stoicism. Is, I mean, look, like I've been reading the Stoics writings for a long time, but not until I started the podcast has this become a regular topic of conversation among my friends and my students. And we're constantly talking about these ideas, and that has an effect that ultimately does benefit us in action, because when we're talking about these things for whether it's just to review intellectually, or whether it's to figure out how to implement it practically, or crafting what I call experiments to try to put this into action in a way that is sustainable, and not overly ambitious. These are all benefits that have come from talking about what it's like to be a good man, according to the Stoics. So while I understand where Marcus Aurelius's rebuke is coming from, then, and it's important to keep in mind, like, am I, constantly asking yourself whether you're just talking about what it's like to be a good man, and not moving towards being one, and are you being hypocritical? I think there is benefit that he's not acknowledging in that one line rebuke. Again, I'm not saying that he should have written a paragraph to say everything that I'm saying right now, but there's something, there's another side of the coin, especially from a Jewish perspective of knowledge. And I think, as we move into the territory of 200 episodes, and God willing, this will continue, I think we should keep that in mind, and realize that, yeah, in addition to learning about these ideas as a means of implementing them in action, then we are also gaining a tremendous appreciation of Torah, which leads to Ahavas Hashem, and we are creating a community in which these ideas are talked about, and that is makes them more likely to be implemented and to lead to the Ahavas Hashem I was talking about. So that is a benefit. I guess that is it for today's episode. I have not actually what do you call? I haven't read my list of patrons in a while on Patreon, but this would be a good time to do it. I'm stalling as I log into Patreon. That's how long I haven't done it, is that I've been logged out. Hopefully this will get going. If not, I'll use the old list. Or I'll do it another time. Yeah, this is going to be, I should have said it ahead of time, but I'll just give the general thank you that I always do. Let's go here. Yeah, hold on just one second here. Oh man. Yep, something's wrong. Okay. That's it for today's episode. If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/RabbiSchneeweis. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweis Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at Matt-Schneeweis. And my Zelle and PayPal are mattschneeweis@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor a day's or a week's worth of content, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or a tutor, you can reach me at rabbischneeweis@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening. Thank you to my readers for reading. And thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone. And here's to more learning.